Brian Babylon, y'all. Give it up.
Hello. Hello. The title of this story is Death Juice on the Rocks. And I'll explain it. It's icy. So this is like a January day, like in Chicago. It's probably like 1998. And I had a real live job. At a real live job where I had to like dress nice, so I had got a whole bunch of Banana Republic clothes and fitted shirts and a belt and some shoes that match, you know, like grown folk clothes, and I had it all laid out. And I had like a big meeting. I worked at a BET in the sales office in Prudential Building, so I was like doing real grown folk things. I got some new glasses. I was nice. So get a phone call from my father. He's like, "Hey, meet me over Aunt Seal's house." And in my spidey senses was thinking like, oh shit, it ain't Thanksgiving or Christmas. Why the fuck we going over Aunt Seal's house? So like, all right. So clearly in my back of the mind, I'm like, I think she's dead, but whatever. Whatever. So I'm driving, I get there, and it's on the west side in Auburn Gresham area, and it's freezing. It's like, you know how those like bone chilling, like, you know, you got to do like pliés to get your balls unfroze from your thighs, you know, it's that cold. So I go inside the house and like, she has one of those like two story buildings. I go inside there and like the doors open and I walk in and everything's the same. The front room is like plastic it all up, you know, one of them old school plastic cribs with the like TV that weigh 2 tons, you know, everything how it's been since the 70s. So I walk in and it's freezing inside. And I see Aunt Seal sitting in her chair, her phone chair. You know how old people back in the day had their phone chair. You know, the chair that they made the phone calls in. You know, and she had one of those phones that will like will kill you. If you know, will be a murder weapon. You know, like it weighed as heavy as fuck. It had her phone number from like the 50s, which was like KL, like letters. It was like KL57. You know, it was like. So it had that on there. So she's sitting in that chair, and she's like in a nightgown, and she dead as hell. She dead. But it's cool. She's like 90. She's like 82. I mean, come on. She been kicking it. She good. You know, she did her thing. So I walk in, and I'm like, and you get that sort of like reverent, you know, immediate reverence, like, you know, like, you know, like, dang. Okay. You know, and I know what to do and shit. So my father's like, he's like usually a cool guy, but I see